This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The football playoffs squeezed into one small cup. Track the playoffs now.
Hey, the start of something special right here, man. Let's go.
This is Seven in Heaven. 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 Heaven.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is a tour de force. I you should see my scribblings over here on my sheet.
It looks like the ramblings of a beautiful mind.
Yes.
At this point.
I might as well get chalk and start writing on the windows over here. It's wild. You want to go first? You want me to go first? I think you should go first. I think yours are going to be simpler.
Well, I have it. Confidence level at an all-time low, obviously. And the way
you
that...
they had a bye week for crying out loud. Could you have
No. Confidence.
Faith?
The confidence in the Browns has nothing to do with like how they played on the field.
Yeah.
It's that I look at the schedules for all these teams. I look at the injury levels of all these teams.
Ah.
And just the malaise in the quarterback play across the AFC. And so we will start out at number one again. And that, I think, is pretty easy. Although, I think you can make an argument now the Chiefs are surging because of their defense. Not necessarily Mahomes. That's just based on past years. But the Chiefs' defense has been really good. It's not as bad. Remember when they opened up the year and they couldn't stop anybody? Now the Chiefs are one of the better defenses over the last month and a half.
I think it's because of their offense, actually.
In what?
Been watching those Chiefs. They've slowed it down a little bit. I think their pace, they've slowed down their pace, and they've given their defense a little bit of a chance because their defense used to be able to keep up. It's almost their offense went too fast. A lot of college programs run into this problem where your offense just goes way too fast for your defense. Like Wake Forest right now. They're going to give us some points.
I think you could argue that was Ohio State's issue, not in the Michigan game. That was a different game, but in other games, you know, Ohio State would go, let's get a three, you know, basically three chunk plays, touchdown, boom, and it's like the defense has to go out there again.
Uh-huh.
Again? Not complimentary football, Kenny.
Not complimentary football.
So I am holding firm to the Patriots at number one.
Okay.
Can you imagine if they somehow find a way and win it all this year? Like win the Super Bowl.
I still don't think they do because they have a rookie quarterback, which means they will.
Right. Yeah, this is a season that makes no sense. Number two, Kansas City Chiefs. Although I looked, I said they're surging. I had them number two last week. Number three. But this got really interesting. Because last week I had the Ravens at number three.
You did.
This week, I have a new AFC North team. I have the Bengals at number three. Even following that performance against the Chargers.
Rookie mistake.
And I had the Titans at number four, even though I think the Colts are a better team today than the Titans. But I don't see the window there. I don't see the roadmap for the Colts because do you know their next two games are?
What's that, Tone?
The next 2 weeks. Really wish I wouldn't have closed that window. The next 2 weeks.
You can always
weeks,
open the window back up.
Well, I know. And that's why I'm stalling. And just like that, boom.
Boom.
I have the schedule. The Colts the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Patriots at home at Cardinals. So it's just a scenario where the Titans got that early buffer because of all those wins. And I'm not completely throwing in the towel on the Titans, but I just don't think the Colts are going to be able to catch them. That Colts loss to the Buccaneers really was costly. They should have beaten them.
Some really sleazy country music, like country rock music, southern rock riff underneath, isn't it? Have you ever noticed how sleazy this is?
How much do you get paid for fair use? For public domain? Here's my music. It never made it to the tops. Like, here you go.
I'm thinking of something like really raunchy in the middle of like Missouri. Like, this would be something they play at the Double Deuce and Roadhouse. Yeah.
It probably is a song that was played in the Double Deuce.
Yeah, we just don't know.
Inside the cage.
Garrett's over there taking kickbacks and money,
you know,
so he doesn't burn people's hardware stores down.
This is a true story. Back in the day, one of my first jobs was
the... Blind guys up there just singing Stevie Ray Vaughan knockoffs.
One of my first jobs was at Chester Tavern. And yeah, one of the music groups was like this. And I think it was like on a Thursday night, place was packed. And I'm running around getting yelled at by some disgusting chef. That wasn't even a chef. I mean, you were a short order cook and you were disgusting. And you were yelling at me.
Safety's off now.
The guy, Kenny, was disgusting. And he was nice enough to make me my dinners for the night.
What'd you eat?
It was a lot of melts. Nah. A lot of let's just throw cheese on top and serve it to you. And yet wouldn't wear a hairnet, and his hair was all over the place. It was disgusting. So there had to be some of the hair on my melt at all times. And I'd have to cower back. Because I was, 15 years old Anthony. I'd have to cower back to the big Hobart industrial washer.
Now, you got to watch out for Hobart. Mess with Hobart. Hobart is a fantastic. We had a big dough mixer. Mm-hmm. And every now and then, you get a little loaded up after hours and throw things in there and just watch it crush. It's like, dude, if you got your arm crushed in there, they'd have to take your arm off. They'd have to amputate your arm.
Oh, absolutely.
If you got your arm caught in that dough mixer.
I think that was part of the challenge. Well,
there's some guy has to be one-arming it right now going, Can I know?
But he stayed on. He stayed on and worked.
No, it mixes the dough with one hand now. One arm.
It's actually a marvel.
You don't bleep with Hobart, man.
They did a CBS Sunday morning feature on him at one point. Anyway, long story short, although if you think about it, a lot of those places, I think that was part of the challenge of working. Like, could you survive? Could you make it through with all your appendages? Because all that equipment was designed to take something off, was to rob you of something.
You did not get the 5, 6, or 7 on your list, by the way. You have not gone over your wild card
But
teams.
Because I want to get to the story where, and quite frankly, I mean, we're just guessing on these teams, so this is, I think, better entertainment value for the show. So one night, a group that was playing music at the Chester Tavern, sounded just like this, but they were too loud. And the owner was walking around and... Did he have all his faculties at that point? I don't necessarily think so, and I'll tell you off the air what happened to him.
All right.
But he was walking around showing his piece. He was walking around, and he made sure to go up to the roadie for the band. All the bands had these roadies, even for Chester Tavern nights. And he goes, hey, you guys don't turn the music down. And he patted it down.
No, he didn't.
I swear to God.
No, he didn't.
I swear to God. He threatened the guy.
No, he did.
With his weapon.
How do you play the
Thursday
music
night,
softer? How do you play it quieter?
While little Anthony is running into the back, cowering, eating his melt, which has loose hair all over it, while he's trying to save his arms in the Hobart industrial machine.
If you guys don't turn this music down, I'm going to shoot you. That is ridiculous.
It got really ugly. Anyway, number 5, the Chargers. Number 6, the Bills. And number 7, the Ravens.
Hold on. Number 6 is who?
Number
Bills.
5 Chargers, 6 Bills, 7 Ravens.
All right, because I keep track of these for whatever reason.
But all it would take is for the Browns to win this week, and it changes everything. It's amazing that all they have to do is win a game against a depleted Ravens team that has no secondary, that their coach admitted that he only went for 2, not because of confidence in their offense, but he went for 2. I think some of that was Lamar Jackson, but number 2, they had no corners. They didn't have enough guys to play defense the rest of the game. I hope that painted a picture of what it was like.
You needed to bring your mic closer to your hip so they could see you tapping your fake gun, your imaginary gun.
It was a wild, wild west over there at the Chester Tab.
I was going to say, was it like a 6-shooter?
While I was going back
with
my teenage angst, Kenny, I was going back and I've told you about the tossing of the plates against the back brick wall.
Yes, I remember you telling me.
Oh, it was so much fun.
I got to go here. We got Doug Lamorese coming up. All right, number one, New England, which this is a change from last week. I had Buffalo number one. I was holding out until last night, and then Buffalo decided to throw the ball 30 times, and Zach Moss doesn't know how to run the football. So I got New England number one. Number two, Kansas City, which is a change from last week. Number three, Baltimore, which is a change from last week. Mm-hmm. Number four, Tennessee. They're the same. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Number five, I still have Buffalo.
Wow.
Now, some of that is sight unseen, I'll admit. Now, here we go. The Chargers, I think they have a great schedule ahead. I think they could finish 11-6. I got them sixth. Okay, they could be five by the time this is all done. It's a lot of faith. Mm-hmm. Number seven, I could see Indianapolis with their schedule. You just mentioned New England and Arizona. I could see them finishing 9-8. Cincinnati, I could see them finishing 9-8. Your Cleveland Browns, mm-hmm. I could see them finishing 9-8. Now, seeing them finish it isn't saying they're going to finish it.
Is finishing 9-8 getting them in?
Who do you
now under your circumstances?
Who do you have the most faith with the rest of their schedule getting to that magical 10th win? And as of right now, I am saying,
remember, the Browns have the toughest schedule left in the NFL, according to one metric.
I'm saying Indianapolis. You know I like Frank Reich that much, which then I have to like Carson Wentz, which just makes me feel greasy. And that is seven in heaven. I'm putting Indianapolis at number seven right now. 216-578-0092. Up next, Doug Lamorese, Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, live in the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.